I'm Lisa Brady.
There is no license to discriminate in this law.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence moments ago again defending the new religious freedom law that's stirring national debate.
I abhor discrimination like every other Hoosier. I don't think anyone should ever be mistreated because of who they are or who they love.
But he says he is working with lawmakers on clarifying the law amid a backlash from some companies, national organizations, and other states. The governors of Connecticut and Washington signing executive orders barring state-funded travel to Indiana. Pence stopped short of saying whether he'd support a state law prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation. A lockdown lifted at the Northern Virginia hospital where a bank robbery suspect escaped early today. Wasin Asai apparently still on the run.
Around 3 o'clock this morning, a struggle took place where Mr. Asai and private security guards wrestled over one of the weapons that the security guards had.
Fairfax County police say a shot was fired and the suspect got away with the gun, wearing a hospital gown, no shoes. Ahead of the self-imposed deadline to reach a nuclear framework with Iran, there are reports of an agreement to keep talking. Fox Radio's Simon Owen live at our European Bureau.
Lisa, one way or another, the talks in Switzerland between Iran and 6 world powers, including the US, are set to wrap up today. The plan was that diplomats would agree on the basics of a deal to restrict Iran's nuclear activities, then complete a full agreement by the end of June. And the Chinese foreign minister says progress has been made, but reports suggest that basic deal may not happen after all, and that officials will instead agree to keep talking and continue aiming to reach a comprehensive accord in the next 3 months. Lisa.
Simon, in the battle for Tikrit, late reports that Iraqi-led forces have liberated two parts of the city, reaching the center. Also late word of a possible ISIS massacre in a Syrian village. Fair and balanced.
What do half the Fortune 500 companies all have in common? They choose Regus to quickly and easily take the hassle out of finding office space. Regus provides offices, technology, and support staff for companies large and small, so they get up and running fast. Customized solutions from short-term to long-term, all on your terms. And with Regus managing the details, you're free to do your best work. So when you're ready to take your business to the next level, Regus is there. Regus, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as the company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Flooring Design has been voted best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Flooring Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
It's good for you and your pet. One of many reasons to call Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service. Chasing Tails comes to you at home, where your pet is comfortable and stress-free. Plus, spending your time in waiting rooms is over. Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service offers everything from vaccinations to hospice care to acupuncture, with visits starting as low as $50 for your dog or cat and only $25 for each additional animal. Your pet means the world to you, and Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service knows it. Find them on Facebook or click chasingtailsvet.com.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946. With two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Flint College trustees are holding a special meeting tomorrow morning in Brenham.
The focus of last week's regular meeting, proposed state legislation limiting the spending of revenue to the campus where tuition fees and state funding is generated, will be dealt with again. Another item addressed last week, next year's tuition and fee schedules, also on tomorrow's agenda. The tuition gap will widen between Blinn students who are not from Washington County compared to in-district students. Interim District President Anna Guzman says the in-district rate applies to about 2,200 students on the Bryan campus and around 700 in Brenham.
18% of the students that go to Bryan are within district. On the other hand, in Brenham, only 31%.
Tuition for Blinn students from outside Washington County, which is already twice the in-district rate, will go up another $10 an hour versus $3 for in-district. That's because Washington County property owners pay a tax rate of about 6 cents. That's 10 cents below the state average and the lowest rate among the state's 50 community college districts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has heard again from Northside residents who earlier this year got approval for replacing the pool at Sadie Thomas Park and more parking at Scurry Park. Their latest request is to turn Martin Luther King Jr. Street into concrete with curbs, gutters, and lighting similar to the downtown area. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck told the council that amounts to a capital improvements project that could approach $50 million.
And we've got a lot of infrastructure needs in the city. We have a finite amount of money to work within. And, you know, we try to work within that small amount of money that we have to make all the major improvements, not only repairing what we have, but also extending our services out into other areas.
The council agreed to direct staff to get costs for a variety of options and to repave MLK with asphalt as recommended in this year's summer street maintenance program. For the third time in the last 6 months, College Station police responded to a woman's call of trouble caused by an ex-boyfriend. 32-year-old Tamarcus Jackson of Bryan is accused of breaking down the locked front door of the woman's home on Saturday night, forcing his way into the bathroom where the woman and her girlfriend were hiding, striking them multiple times, then assaulting a policeman after Jackson was tased. According to police, the same officer went to the woman's home last month where Jackson was given a criminal trespassing warning, and last October the woman said she was at work when Jackson struck her, then threatened to kill her. 2 weeks from today is the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley's annual tribute luncheon.
Each year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley honors longtime supporters and volunteers who have contributed to the community at an annual luncheon.
We hold this annual tribute luncheon as a means to celebrate community philanthropy and to recognize community heroes and volunteers who are involved in our community and giving back and sharing their time, talents, and resources.
President Patricia Gerling says this year's honorees are realtors Cherry and J.J. Rufino.
They have longtime roots and are committed to furthering the quality of life here in our community.
Gerling says individual tickets and sponsorship opportunities for the tribute luncheon are available. Contact her at president@cfbv.org to purchase tickets. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 11th annual tribute luncheon, Tuesday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station.
The luncheon will honor longtime supporters of our community and our good friends, Cherry and J.J. Rufino. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, call 589-4305.
Individual luncheon tickets are $50. Come celebrate with us and help raise funds for the foundation.
And to celebrate, Cherry and J.J. Rufino, Tuesday, April 14th at the Hilton College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 810. Our weather, it's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The area is covered in low cloudiness this morning. It looks to hang across the area throughout the day. It'll be breezy. Temperatures will be up close to 80 this afternoon. There could be an isolated shower by late today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 65. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs will be around 80. Any showers or storms end tomorrow evening. Raining mostly cloudy, breezy 65. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, one of the things we do here, it's one of our favorite things, is to complain about something and not have a solution.
Yes.
That's human nature.
That's what we do.
We just do that. We do. Listener this morning called and said, listen, you haven't had a joke in a while. Going, okay. You know, if you want me to do that, then it's going to be the two guys fishing in the boat who catch the frog. And he went, no, I got one for you. Why did the chicken cross the road? And he said so he could show the armadillo could be done.
That was actually kind of funny.
Thank you. I thought it was too.
It wasn't your joke. That's why.
That's right. In the meantime, while we're talking about chickens, the mystery of the Portland pink chickens has been solved. Lee is here this morning. Do you know about the pink chickens?
I have seen about the pink chickens. And there's a fuchsia cat somewhere as well.
Really? Well, yeah. The pink chickens apparently is blowed up. It's trending out there. Animal Services says the bird's owner used food coloring, beet juice, and Kool-Aid to dye the two birds, then released them to make people smile. The guy's name is Bruce Whitman. Says the prank succeeded beyond his wildest hopes. Said that he tucked the chickens into a tree to roost early Thursday in a waterfront park, figuring that they would make for a good day right there by the water. You eat lots of bugs and things like that. Well, obviously, lots of people got to see him. He planned to pick them up last Thursday evening. He soon heard news reports that the birds had become poultry celebrities, so to speak. Animal Services billed Mr. Whitman about $16 per bird for the time in custody, cautioned him about the risks of releasing birds in public places, and he said that he'd probably not do it again, but he and the birds had a great time, and they, in fact, have been invited to a couple of parades, which is not a bad deal, right? Yeah.
Boy, avian custody, I don't know.
Yeah, you get chickens out there often?
Actually, next to dogs and cats, the animal we get the most are chickens.
Wow. Now, while we're talking about animals, I guess this is kind of animals. One of the things about Americans is we want, some sort of preferential treatment. We want to be, placed on the highest level, if at all possible. Well, a butterfly released at a mall in China took a nosedive when overenthusiastic crowds rushed the stage and trampled a large portion of the butterfly.
Oh, no!
Those in attendance were given the rare opportunity to release tens of thousands of butterflies, okay? But a total of 10 families were chosen. The others wanted to join in the fun, so that's when they rushed the stage and wanting to set some insects free and ended up stomping.
Oh, no.
That is awful, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I forget, it's about 5 years ago that they let some critter loose in the ocean. The conservation people are all standing there, and he gets eaten by a fish, a whale.
Oh, I remember that.
Look, nature is nature, even if we're part of nature. Bad things can happen under the best possible circumstances, you think. Anyway. With that in mind, let's wash our ears out with what's going on at the Humane Society.
Well, we do get other critters. I mean, yesterday, Ella, our rat, was adopted.
Ella the rat,
yes,
huh?
Yes, and so we're down to three guinea pigs.
Oh, wow. Did Ella know her name, by the way, do you think?
I don't know.
Does a rat even come when
Ella
you call
Ella Rats Gerald?
They do come when you call. If you
really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
My sister, so my mom, who was here last week, had a pet rat when she was a kid.
Okay.
And would actually take it when people hung out at schoolyards and would take it with her.
Back in the day when they'd actually let you be outside. Yeah.
And would take it with her and let it run around, and it'd come back when she called out. And this is outside.
But where does she keep the rat while she's in class? Again, it was another time. Yeah, you could do things like that.
Locker.
Yeah, right. Know. Exactly. Yeah, now they'd have to make sure that it, you know, fits some sort
of standard.
And maybe
she was going back after school to hang out at the schoolyard. That was, I think, more of a thing for
her. Yeah, I understand. Okay, I got you.
And my sister had a pet rat as well. And
really?
And if my cat was outside, the rat would be allowed to run around the house. We'd just call her back, and she'd come back.
Well, yeah, you do have to know where your animals are at all times, I would guess, else tragedy would ensue.
Right?
Well, all right, so you tell us that chickens are number three behind dogs and cats.
Exactly. Huh? I think it's the backyard birding thing that's got people having a couple birds in their backyard, which is great. I have birds in my backyard, but I live out in the country, so it's a different ballgame for
me.
But, you know, they still are birds. They still fly. They'll get over your privacy fences, et cetera. You are not allowed to have roosters within city limits.
Oh, interesting. I didn't
know
that.
So when you got those of chicks at the store or thought you were getting a cute little green one or blue one at Easter, horrible idea. 99% of the time, they're all roosters.
Really?
Yes. It was a marketing thing for some poultry folks. So you can't have roosters within city limits, so animal control will ask you to
not do that anymore.
Yeah. Unless your neighbors do it first.
The crowing.
I'm getting even. Yeah, I'm trying to get even, right.
Right. So we do get chickens in pretty regularly, and we have breed weight for breed-specific dogs or dogs and cats. So, you know, you're looking to wait for a Doberman or a poodle or something of that nature. We also have species weight. So if you're waiting for chickens, and we have a handful of folks that are on our chicken wait list, and when we get chickens that come in, we give them a call, and 3 day stray holds up, they come and adopt them.
Well, okay. Yeah. So there, he can be doing those.
Yeah.
What else we need to tell them about?
Well, we're wrapping up Perfect Pageant, so go ahead and check those cats out in the last day or two here. I think it closes on the 2nd, and those winners will be announced April 11th at Adopt-A-Thon, which is our next event. It's our annual adoption event, community-wide adoption event. So we'll be out there. Some of the local rescue groups, Bryan Animal Center, will also be out there. So come out and check out all of our animals. You can talk to them to any of us about all the opportunities we have. All of the agencies are always needing assistance, whether it's volunteers or foster homes, etc. So talk to them, see what agency is going to fit best for you. And our foster coordinator, Carrie, I know, is looking for dog fosters. She's really, really been pulling at some teeth, trying to get some folks to pick up some dogs. And so if that's something you're interested in, we really haven't moved in the puppy season fully yet,
right.
And we will be, and we'll desperately need those dog fosters here shortly. A lot of times you're looking at, we have puppies that come in, they're 6 weeks old. We don't adopt out till they're 8 weeks, and they have to be 2 pounds as well. So if we have small puppies, and then that gets more challenging with the kittens. But the puppies, you know, we're looking at them at 6 weeks, get them in foster care for 2 weeks or so. Short-term fosters, it's a great opportunity for someone. We get so many people like, oh, I love puppies. Great. We can hook you up.
You bet. And, we'll puppy you.
Right. Yeah. And that one grows up. You just bring it back. It gets adopted. You take another puppy. Win-win for the dog. Win-win for us. And you get to have a puppy in your house constantly. And bless your heart for taking puppies in your house constantly.
You bet. Sure,
people think that's great. Personally, my cup of tea, I foster adult dogs. So,
there you go.
And there's some people that have no desire to foster an adult dog. So just keep those in mind. We supply everything you need while you have that pet, whether that's everything from towels and crates to toys and food and whatnot. And then just, I guess you could say, moral support at the same time.
Sure. Yeah.
And we're there for you. Any questions you may have while you're fostering. It's a great opportunity for students who are out there going, I don't know where I'm going to be semester to semester. If my workload for school is going to get too heavy, maybe I'm not going to be able to keep a permanent dog entertained. Mm-hmm. You just don't take a foster dog on then.
Sure.
And so that works out real well. We've had in the past a few professors that, you know, they travel a lot with their jobs, but when they're here, be nice to have a dog at the house. They go ahead and foster. Really great opportunity for folks that are in and out of this community, which we do have a lot of. So keep us in mind. More information on that, AggielandHumane.org. And Wienerfest stuff is already up. Wow. So especially looking for those sponsors and vendor booth applications right now.
All right, very good. Give them the contact info.
AggielandHumane.org. You can find us at 5359 Leonard Road. We're open weekdays 11 to 6, Saturdays 11 to 3.
All right, that's Leah. Thanks for the time this morning. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones because Lucia's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. What do you got for us today?
We're so busy. I feel like I'm a chicken running with my head cut off.
Okay.
Yeah. We have our job fair next Wednesday. That's April 8th from 11:30 to 4. So if you are in need of a job or you are in need of employees, we have that fair. We still do have some booths open for businesses. It'll be $250 for chamber members and $300 for non-members, and the cost includes lunch. Mm-hmm. The fair is open to the public at no cost. Mm-hmm. We will have someone there looking at resumes. I think it's a great place to go, and you can get feedback when you do go on interviews. If you don't have any, don't find a job there. We also have our water cooler 5K the following day, Thursday, April 9th at Wolf Pen Creek. And that starts at 4. We do have a few spots left. If you're interested, just email Brittany at bcschamber.org. There's no registration the day of the race.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if this is something that you need to check off for your health plan, a lot of times you'll get a credit.
Sure.
To come and sign up. It's in the afternoon. A lot of companies, I would think, would let you go. And then this week we have a deluxe ribbon cutting at Grown Yoga Studio and T-Bar. I don't know if I said that right, but that is
it's probably right. Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
April 1st, that's Wednesday, 4:30 to 5:30. That's 111 East 27th. That's in downtown Bryan. My husband went. He thought it was awesome.
He's a fan, huh?
He's a fan, and he's gone to every yoga place in town.
Okay.
And then we do have a ribbon cutting at Nuke's Eatery on April 2nd. Thursday from 11:30 to 12. So if you're hungry, come on out to Nuke's at that 1611 University Drive in College Station.
Okay.
And that's what's going on right now.
Very good. Okay. If they want some more information, what do they do?
They can call us at 260-5200 or go online at bcschamber.org. We're there to help you out.
That's a deal. Thank you, Lucia.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
You bet. We visit with folks in the chamber as well. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. Comfort. License number TACLA 92626.
Malik is making a difference for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Aggie baseball moves back out onto Olson Field at Bluebell Park at 6:35 tonight. We'll have the broadcast starting at 6 as we take on our neighbors from the east. Sam Houston State will be calling. Gave me an opportunity to visit with head coach Rob Childress about building the non-conference schedule, these Tuesday midweek games, as well as the games early in the season against teams like this year, Holy Cross, Penn State, and Dartmouth, and building a schedule. And here's Rob Childress.
Well, obviously, RPI is first and foremost, you know, what we want to look for, and understand that the 30 games in the SEC are going to really help our RPI, and, you know, but make sure that, you know, we're getting challenged on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the middle of the week, that our RPI has got a chance to be one of the best in the country and earn the opportunity to be a regional team and a host. And, you know, there's so many good teams in the state of Texas within a three-hour driving distance. It's pretty easy to do.
Texas A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress on building a non-conference schedule. The Aggies and Sam Houston tonight, Olson Field at Bluebell Park, 6 o'clock broadcast time on this station, 6:35 first pitch. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health, 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, you wouldn't think that losing weight can be very expensive, but it can. No matter if you go to a doctor or go to one of those commercial weight loss programs in the mall, it's going to cost you a small fortune. But how would you like to go on a doctor-designed diet, lose all the weight you want to lose, and all for about one-tenth the price? Well, that's exactly what the Dr. Steelman diet from the Activate company is, and costs less than your first visit to a doctor or a weight loss center. And right now, in the midst of this really bad economy, isn't it nice to know that you can get help losing all the weight you want to lose and save a bunch of money at the same time? All you have to do is call 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Or you can visit them on the web at activateproducts.com. That's active, the number 8, products.com. Or 800-465-4411.
Now, there was certainly no love lost between these two. The director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, hated the American ambassador to England. He didn't like his style, his manner, or his reputation as being a hard-nosed, ruthless businessman. But most importantly, the former director didn't like this man's politics. So J. Edgar, well, he decided to do what he could to defeat the man and his politics. In the years since his death, we know that the former director quite often used his power and resources of the FBI to spy, intimidate, and even blackmail certain people he didn't like or trust. And our ambassador to England, he was one of them. The ambassador had a son who was an ensign in the Navy, assigned to naval intelligence at that time. The director, well, he really didn't want people like that involved in such secret and important work within the government. So the director, well, he set out to do something about it. One thing he found was that the young, handsome Navy man was having something of an affair with a beauty queen from Denmark named Inga Arvid. Now, it was bad enough that the boy got his job because he was the ambassador's son, but now he was cavorting with a foreign national, and one that Hoover decided was a spy. Why was she a spy? Well, because she had once actually met Adolf Hitler when she was back in Europe. He had found the ambassador's Achilles heel, and he was going to exploit it. He went to the ambassador, and he told him about the affair that his son was having and how he was going to use it to ruin him. So the ambassador did what he could, considering the times and the situation. He got his son transferred from his cushy Washington, D.C. job to something a bit further from the Danish beauty queen. But it sure didn't turn out the way Hoover intended it to. You see, once the young man left Washington, he became something of a war hero. And that action was very instrumental in getting him elected as J. Edgar's boss. It's all true, folks. It's a little-known fact that it was the secret bugging of Inga's apartment that got a young and then single Jack Kennedy discovered in a rather touchy situation. And that got him transferred to combat duty in the Pacific and the commander of the PT-109, which, of course, eventually helped him get elected president of the United States. And that made him J. Edgar Hoover's boss. No, they never did get along. And now you know why.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Today, technology is making us all tip more. I'm Digital Pro Kim Komando. More coming up. Hey, it's 2015. Time to stop taking business calls on your personal phone. And no one wants to carry around two phones. That's crazy. Nope, you need eVoice. eVoice provides you with your phone number, plus a second business line, all on the phone you're carrying now. And it's less than $13 a month. Yes, one phone, two numbers. Your personal number and your eVoice number. And it gets better. Your callers are professionally greeted by a virtual receptionist who will route all your calls no matter where you are, at the office, on the road, or just out back by the pool enjoying the day. eVoice even transcribes your voicemails to text and sends via email. Adding a business line with eVoice makes your small business look like a big Fortune 500 business, all for less than $13 a month. You spend that on a couple of fancy coffees, right? For a limited time, my listeners get to try eVoice for 60 days free. Yes, free. So go like a pro and go to eVoice.com/Kim. Make sure you enter promo code Kim while signing up. Take 2 full months to give it a test drive. That's eVoice.com/Kim. Whether you like it or not, technology is making us all tip more, even when we didn't plan to tip at all. You've probably experienced it. Buying coffee, after getting a haircut, paying for a car shuttle service. The electronic payment screen not only shows you what you owe, but there's also a built-in choice for a predetermined tip, right there, staring at you on the screen. Everyone is waiting on you to sign it. Maybe you weren't even planning on a tip. No matter, you have a split second to decide. Either you don't tip at all and run the risk of looking like a cheapskate, or you select one of three tip choices. Evidence is mounting that most people, even those who weren't considering a tip, will choose the middle tip amount, if nothing else out of guilt, so they don't look bad. One thing's for sure, the technology works so you can bet that tipping is coming to places it's never been before. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. This summer's annual list of street work in Bryan was discussed at length during the last city council meeting. While there was a unanimous vote that includes repaving Martin Luther King with asphalt, a handful of neighborhood residents and three councilmen want a concrete surface. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says concrete is used for replacing neighborhood streets when there are no underground utility lines, and Councilman Art Hughes says there are other priorities.
We've been living with South College overlay for 8 years or more, and we're interested in getting our infrastructure built up from the bottom up. And if it's going to impact another street to make this change, well, then I'm not in favor of it.
Barfneck says to pave MLK with concrete and add curbs, gutters, replace utility lines, and give it a look like downtown, as requested by neighborhood residents, the cost could approach $50 million. Next year's tuition and fee rates at Blinn College, unanimously approved by the Board of Trustees last week, may be changing this week.
Blinn trustees are holding a special meeting in Brenham tomorrow morning. The agenda has no details about why tuition and fee rates will be reconsidered. The day after they were approved, Interim District President Anna Guzman told state lawmakers to consider imposing a statewide property tax to operate two-year colleges.
The way that we are funding community colleges may be becoming ancient. I know that you have tried to establish a tax throughout the state of Texas, like for public schools. But I think in the next 5 or 10 years, we're going to have to revisit that again, because doing it county by county by county is just, it's hard. It's painful.
Washington County residents attending Blinn, regardless of location, pay half the tuition rate because of a property tax assessment of almost 6 cents. That happens to be the lowest tax rate among the state's 50 community college districts and 10 cents under the state average. Blinn's Bryan campus has nearly 2,000 students who pay in-district tuition, compared to 700 who attend classes in Brenham. Last week, trustees approved a tuition increase to $3 a credit hour for in-district students and $10 for everyone else. The agenda for the special meeting also brings back the trustees' position on proposed legislation to limit where revenue is spent from tuition fees and state funding to the campus where it's generated. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan Fire Department reports no one was hurt from a house fire yesterday morning on Reese Avenue, which is north and west of the intersection of College and Carson. Firefighters also say they rescued two puppies. Photos are on the fire department's Facebook page. College Station Police is asking for your assistance in finding two women wanted in separate crimes. Arrest warrants have been issued for 30-year-old Erica Velez of Brenham, who is accused of striking a Macy's employee during a shoplifting last week, and 44-year-old Wendy Babineau of Bryan, a former Walmart manager accused of taking store receipts customers left behind to make fraudulent returns. Photos of both women are online at WTAW.com. A College Station policeman wants to more than double the bond keeping a Bryan man in jail. The officer, who responded to a woman's home Saturday night and saw 32-year-old Tamarcus Jackson hitting his ex-girlfriend, wrote a letter to local judges that last October, Jackson also struck the woman and threatened to kill her while she was at work. And last month, the officer caught him outside her home, and he issued him a criminal trespass warning. In the latest incident, Jackson is accused of breaking down the front door to the woman's apartment and forced his way to the bathroom where the victim and her girlfriend were hiding. According to the arrest report, the officer shot his taser to get Jackson to stop hitting his ex. Then Jackson ran towards the policeman. Outside the front door, Jackson tackled the officer into some bushes, then he ran off. He was caught a short time later outside a nearby apartment complex. College Station police are investigating an aggravated assault involving two brothers. This took place Sunday night at the home of one of the brothers. One was taken by a family member to the hospital with potentially life-threatening injuries. The other was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators were told a knife was involved in the altercation and also that alcohol was involved. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will recognize two local realtors at this year's tribute luncheon.
President of the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley, Patricia Gerling, says JJ and Cherry Ruffino are this year's honorees.
They have just spread their talents and their time by help furthering nonprofit organizations and even their faith community here in Bryan College Station. So it's a chance for us to lift them up, thank them, kind of do an honorific tribute to them to celebrate the impact that they have had and continue to have here in the Bryan College Station community.
Gerling says the annual luncheon honors supporters who have contributed their time, talents, and resources to the community. The luncheon is Tuesday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m. Contact Gerling at president@cfbv.org for sponsorship information or to purchase tickets. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 8:37. It's 66 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Make getting to the airport in Houston much, much easier on yourself. GroundShuttle.com here to help you out. Just a phone call away at 855-303-4415. Or you can just go to groundshuttle.com, get the schedule, book your trip. They'll pick you up and take you to Bush 10 times a day, Hobby 4 times a day. They pick up at Easterwood. They also can pick up at your home or office if you make arrangements ahead of time. Ground Shuttle offers charter service if you need that. But most importantly, what Ground Shuttle does is it relieves the stress. You sit back in a reclining seat, power outlets, you can check your email, read a book. Wi-Fi's coming soon. And you get to Houston dependably, so that frustration at the beginning or the end of a trip is eliminated because groundshuttle.com gets you where you need to be without any stress on you. So if you're looking for reliability when it comes from getting to Bryan College Station to the airports in Houston, give them a call at 855-303-4415 or go to groundshuttle.com. Check some weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The area is covered in low cloudiness this morning, and it looks to hang across the area throughout the day. It'll be breezy. Temperatures will be up close to 80 this afternoon. There could be an isolated shower by late today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 65. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs will be around 80. Any showers or storms end tomorrow evening. Raining mostly cloudy, breezy 65. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Phillips plans to sell majority stake in its lighting components and auto lighting businesses to an investment group for $3.3 billion. The sale marks the first step in the Dutch Electronics Group's plans to exit the lighting business to focus on medical equipment and consumer lifestyle products. Lufthansa says its insurers are setting aside $300 million to deal with possible costs resulting from last week's crash of its German Wings jet in the French Alps. The company already has offered immediate aid of up to $54,000 per passenger to relatives of the victims. Attorneys for the wife and adult children of Robin Williams have agreed to try to resolve their dispute out of court involving personal items of the late actor. The attorney for Williams' wife says Susan would like to keep her wedding presents, the tuxedo Williams wore at their wedding, and photographs from his 60th birthday. The children say Williams' trust granted them his clothing, jewelry, and personal photos. On Wall Street futures, pointing to a lower open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
The Dow Jones Report brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com. Oh, Hillary. Goodness sakes, there's another little problem. Hillary Rodham Clinton emailed her staff on an iPad as well as a BlackBerry while Secretary of State, despite her explanation that she exclusively used personal email addresses on a homebrew server. I just hate that.
This whole thing is dirty, dirty, dirty.
The Associated Press is able to obtain the documents. The State Department released a total of four emails between Clinton and her top advisors as part of the Freedom of Information Act request filed in 2013 by AP, which sought Clinton's correspondence with senior advisors over the four-year period relating to the drone strikes. While limited, the emails offer one of the first looks into Clinton's correspondence while Secretary of State. The messages came from and were sent to her private email address, hosted on a server at her property in Chappaqua, New York, as opposed to the government-run email account.
But now it's completely wiped clean. None of this matters.
It's gone. It was never there. Didn't you know that? It was never, ever, ever there. Just, I mean, look, it was just a harmless mistake. There's no reason to get all knotted up over this thing. Just saying. All right, your kids are safely in school now. Here's some things that you can do. If you've got a teenager who's a driver, put a fake ticket on his window or her window. I like that. Stick googly eyes on the food in your refrigerator. Stuff toilet paper into the toe of your kid's shoes. Yeah. Freeze your kid's morning cereal. Add a little bit of milk into the bowl, stick it in the freezer, and it's frozen tomorrow morning. Huh?
I like that one.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea. Hello?
Hey, y'all are talking about, I guess earlier, Kevin, the story about the NCAA and the Connecticut governor.
Yes.
Kind of being unhappy with Indiana.
Right.
Doesn't Connecticut have the exact same law?
You know, I don't know. Thank you.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. We know that there are several states who do. That would be pot kettle, wouldn't it?
I think 13 states. Was it 13 or 18 states?
Oh, okay. If you're a seamstress-type person, sew one of your kid's socks closed halfway down. Okay. Cover the TV remote sensor with a piece of tape. Or you could take the batteries out. That could work. Squeeze a few drops of food coloring onto the bottom of your kid's bowl, then cover it with cereal. Check out their expression when they add the milk. That's kind of cool. Switch the bags inside two boxes of cereal. Yeah.
One of my favorites, mm-hmm. Somebody actually pulled this on me. They took a screenshot of my regular screen and posted that as my wallpaper.
Oh, very good. That's freaky.
And you minimize the toolbar so people can't get to anything.
Right. Make orange Jell-O into a drinking glass and serve it to them for breakfast. See, watch as they try to drink it. Just little things because it's April Fool's tomorrow. There'll be other things that go on, I'm sure.
Taping a piece of paper to the bottom of an optical mouse.
Oh.
That's pretty devious.
Very nice. Yeah. And, of course, if they got a short short temper, then they could fire that thing across the room and, uh-oh. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Never mind.
Yeah. Leonard Nimoy's son, Adam, putting together a documentary about his father titled For the Love of Spock. Variety reports the documentary being planned to be released to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. It'd be September 8th of next year. Zachary Quinto, is that his name, who played Spock in the Star Trek films, will narrate the documentary. It will be a tribute to my dad and Spock, says Adam. We have plenty to work with from my dad telling stories that we are all very fond of about the role. William Shatner has agreed to appear in the documentary as well. So there you are. And I got a continental shelf story about global warming. Never mind.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, we are. I'm not going to worry about it. Terrence Howard landed the role of the lifetime with Empire, you know. Nobody happier about that than Terrence Howard's ex-wife, Michelle. TMZ reports that his former bride gets 21% of everything over $62,500 that he earns the first quarter of 2015. And he's about to be in a new movie, so that'll be another chunk of cash for her. That's a pretty smart attorney right there. Come up with that. Get a piece of that action into the future. They call it Jukebox Broadway. They put together shows that have a whole bunch of songs in them from a specific group or specific time period. Well, the confidential gossip column in the New York Daily News says that Glenn Frey has been in New York City checking out a lot of Broadway shows.
Ooh.
Yeah, so looking at basically a musical based on songs and career of the Eagles. You figure if you could do it for the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, you certainly could do it for the Eagles. And, you know, their story is really good. When you start talking about Meisner and all the people who are in and out of there.
In and out and in and out and in and out.
It'd be pretty good. By the way, what's selling on Broadway? Lion King did $2 million last week. Wicked is still in at number two, and Aladdin's number three. Both of them doing about $1.6
million. I saw Wicked
last
year. It's really good.
They make a lot of money. Okay. I don't get the Marvel Comics thing. It's not aimed at me, and that's fine. But Marvel Comics now teaming up with a fashion line service called 5-4, they're online, to create a line of men's fashions based on Marvel superheroes, the Avengers. Nerdist.com says The line will feature various clothing items based on the style of characters like Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man. Now, if you're talking kiddos, that's one thing. But does a 20-something want to be wearing that? I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. They have standard-issue graphic T-shirts that will feature official Marvel logos and designs. I mean, I guess they're doing it because they think they can probably sell it, but I'm not sure that I understand. Speaking of things I don't understand, and it is a long list, Bitcoin. I still don't understand Bitcoin. I try to read about it. I know
a lot of people who have Bitcoins don't understand Bitcoins.
And not a lot. I mean, I understand most all of the words, I think, in there, but in a sentence in that order, I don't know that I know it. If you'll remember, last week we told you the story about the retired judge who was holding on to drug evidence, and police done this for a long time. Well, this week it's the feds, and it's not drugs. It is, in fact, Bitcoin. Two federal agents charged with stealing the currency while investigating the former website Silk Road, a place where the criminal element was able to launder their money, commit wire fraud, and collect Bitcoin in return. One of the agents, who is a member of the Secret Service, got one of those again, apparently embezzled close to $3 million in Bitcoin. That's not good publicity. That won't go well for him. But anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Hello?
Hey, never underestimate the power of nerds because they will soon rule the world.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah. And you know what? They'll know how to continue to rule it. The rest of us will be wandering around going, what do we do? What do we do? The nerds will go, I've got it. But you know, it's always been that way. It used to be radio chief engineers. Because, you know, you'd have some problem as a disc jockey, and they'd come in and they'd start rubbing their chin, you know, and they'd say, and then they'd just, once again, start off with English that had words that in some of them you understood, but in that order you didn't. And as a result, they did have supremacy over you because they were just smarter. They were the engineers.
Most certainly.
And I like when the engineers are a little more laid back. Okay, MRSA is really, really bad stuff.
Yes.
Really, really bad stuff. But like so many things in medicine, the cure may be worse than the problem. We're going to tell you about that in a minute.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's healthier living installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
About 7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. NBC's next TV musical will be The Wiz. That will air December 3rd, but that won't be the end of it. Cirque du Soleil will produce or co-produce the live event with a couple of executive producers who you wouldn't necessarily know. They're the ones who did do Sound of Music, though.
And I'm surprised Quincy Jones isn't a part of that somehow.
Peter Pan, you know, did okay. But it didn't do the numbers. Peter Pan pulled in 9.1 million viewers.
It wasn't that good.
No, it was down 50% from Sound of Music. Yeah, I tried to watch it for a while. Thought the concept of, you know, partially live, I know it was, but you're right, it wasn't. Maybe when we were young, we were little kids, it was more compelling.
Even my daughter was just kind of meh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mad Men. Fans who visit the Smithsonian National Museum of American History will be stoked to see a collection of costumes and props from the show on display as part of an exhibit on American culture. It'll come in 2018, so you got a little while yet. Cast members John Hamm, John Slattery, Christina Hendricks, among those who attended an event last week in Washington to present the items to the museum. The museum's entertainment curator, that'd probably be a pretty cool job.
Yeah, it would.
Dwight Bowers said that Mad Men producers did the best research he had ever seen on TV with meticulous detail to create the look of a 1960s ad agency. Don Draper's trademark gray suit and fedora will be on display, along with real 1960s period props, including shaving kits, toothbrushes, bottles of alcohol, and a packet of cigarettes and watches.
Cigarettes?
I know, really. Mad Men about to start up again April 5th. I never got into it, but I know that there are a lot of people who are out there who really, really, really like it, and they set up their machines to catch it. Man in China was arrested after police said that he threatened his ex-girlfriend's mother at her home with firecrackers strapped to his body.
What?
The mother told police that her daughter's ex-boyfriend threatened to detonate the firecrackers if she did not allow him to see her daughter. So
I would have said, okay.
All right, yeah, because I'm guessing that it's not enough to do him in.
Trust me, this is going to hurt you a lot more
exactly.
than it does me.
Exactly. It's going to be really, really painful, but yeah, I think that's probably all we got to say. Yeah.
The dad's in the back going, do it. Do
yeah,
it.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. All right, so the Hamptons, pretty nice digs, okay? Nice place. Takes a lot of money to live there, mm-hmm. stay there. How about a mobile home? One mobile home. Just about
I'm
a mile.
Surprised
from,
they allow that.
I know. Well, again, it has to be grandfathered in, I'm guessing. About a mile from Indian Wells Beach, one third of an acre of land. Unfortunately, not much room to spread out. The trailer features one bedroom, one bathroom. It's 50 years old. Yeah, that's what. If you brought a new one in, you probably couldn't. They probably
right.
blocked that. $1.2
million.
$1.2 million.
For a quarter acre lot.
A third of an acre lot and a mobile
a third
home.
Acre. Yeah.
And a mobile home.
Wow.
Richard Lester paid $300 for the property in 1956 and worked my tail off, he said, for that $15,000 trailer. So, of course, he's been paying taxes on it since then, so it's not like he clears it all, but still, not bad. Not too bad.
So when the assessor goes by, you know he just shakes his
head. Oh, yeah, going, all right, we gotta do that one again. Okay, fine. So, all right, so... It's not everybody who appeals to strangers they pass on the road to give them an organ. An organ, okay?
And hey, can I borrow a kidney?
Something like that, okay. Yes. And they don't really figure that anybody's going to spot it. I guess they wrote it thinking they would. But here's what happens. A guy named Josh Dowlighton, that's his name. He's driving down the road with his wife, and he sees scrawled on this window... this lady is looking for someone to donate me their kidney. Must be blood type O. The lady was diagnosed with lupus-related kidney failure last year. There's a waiting list of about 100,000. They only get to 17,000 a year, so that didn't sound too good. So she puts this message up in the windshield of her car. So Josh is driving by, and he says to his wife, "Did you get that number?" And he's 24 years old. They called her, and it looks like it's going to be a match.
No kidding.
I mean, what are the chances?
Wow.
On the medical front, researchers think they have a very effective treatment against that antibiotic-resistant bacteria called MRSA, M-R-S-A.
It's like staph on steroids.
This is really bad stuff.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
problem, okay? They found
new
it.
New treatment?
Yes. Well, no, very old treatment, actually. They found it in a medieval potion book called Bald's Leech Book.
Ooh. Oh, this ought to be good.
Leech like critter. L-E-E-C-H. Okay?
You're saying this works.
Yeah. Well, popular science says there are no actual leeches used in this particular 9th century potion.
Oh, good.
But we're there safe. Are lots of other leech-based cures in the book.
So what is it?
Recipe is designed for eye infections, calls for two types of garlic and onions, a little wine. Mm-hmm. So far, that's okay.
Yeah.
Then there's the cow bile that you add.
Okay. Still a pretty tasty dish.
Sure,
cow
you betcha.
Cow bile.
Mix it all in a cauldron, a brass cauldron, and you let it sit for 9 days.
Ooh.
Then you dip a rag in the solution. Presto, change-o, your infection is gone because you're soaking your bacterial infection in cow bile?
Yeah, but it works like what? 75% of the time?
No, it works a bunch better.
What?
After testing the combined concoction, the cultures on synthetic wounds that have this MRSA in them, okay, killed almost all of the cells. About 1 in 1,000 bacteria survived. So,
well,
researchers,
that's pretty successful.
I'd say so. Researchers call it genuinely astonishing. They hope to be able to recreate this in a little bit more.
You know that has got a smell to high heaven.
Well, and the thing is, they were using it for an eye treatment. I mean, it's not an eye treatment for an eye infection. Oh. You would put that in your eye.
Ugh. Ugh.
See what you had to do back then just to stay alive? I mean, it's frightening. It is really, but apparently it works. All right, on this date in the Eiffel Tower was inaugurated in 1889. We started using daylight saving time for the first time on this date in 1918.
Goody.
Yeah. The UNIVAC, the first commercial computer, was delivered to the Census Bureau in 1951. Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty. And Selena was killed on this date in 1995.
Selena?
Selena, yeah. From her, it was her manager, right, who did that?
Yolanda Saldivar.
Yeah, that's
Selena Quintanilla.
That's it. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio on the